Or if Zeus would bring some battle on, out of the blue, this very day, and give me a shield and two spears and a bronze helmet to fit this soldier's temples, then you'd see me fight, where front ranks clash. No more mocking this belly of mine, not then. Enough. You're sick with pride, you brutal fool. No doubt you count yourself a great powerful man because you sport with a puny crowd, ill-bred to boot. If only Odysseus came back home and stood right here, in a flash you'd find those doors, broad as they are, too cramped for your race to safety through the porch. That made Eurymachus's fury seethe and burst. He gave the beggar a dark look and let fly. You, odious, I'll make you pay for your ugly rant, bold as brass in the face of all these lords, no fear in your heart. Wine's got to your wits, or do you always play the fool and babble nonsense? Lost your head, have you, because you dropped that hobo Iris? As he shouted, he seized a stool, but Odysseus, fearing the blow, crouched at Amphimenus's knees, as Eurymachus hurled and hit the wine steward, clipping his right hand. His cup dropped, clattered along the floor, and flat on his back he went, groaning in the dust. The suitors broke into uproar through the shadowed halls, glancing at one another, trading angry outcries. Would to God this drifter had dropped dead anywhere else before he landed here! Then he'd never have loosed such pandemonium. Now we're squabbling over beggars. No more joy in the sumptuous feast. Now riot rules the day. But now Prince Telemachus dressed them down. Fools, you're out of your minds. No hiding it. Food and wine have gone to your heads. Some god has got your blood up. Come, now you've eaten well, go home to bed, when the spirit moves, that is. I, for one, I'll drive no guest away. So he declared, and they all bit their lips, amazed the prince could speak with so much daring. At last Amphinomus rose to take the floor, the noted son of Nisus, King Aretius's grandson. Fair enough, my friends, when a man speaks well, we have no grounds for wrangling, no cause for abuse. Hands off the stranger, and any other servant in King Odysseus's palace. Come, steward, pour first drops for the god in every cup. Let's make libations, then go home to bed. The stranger? Leave him here, in Odysseus's halls, and have his host Telemachus tend him well. It's the prince's royal house the man has reached. So he said. His proposal pleased them all. And gallant Mulius, a herald of Dulichian, a friend in arms of Lord Amphinomus too, mixed the men a bowl, and hovering closely poured full rounds for all. They tipped cups to the blissful gods, and then libations made. They drank the heady wine to their hearts' content, and went their ways to bed. Each suitor to his house. Book 19. Penelope and Her Guest. That left the great Odysseus waiting in his hall, as Athena helped him plot the slaughter of the suitors. He turned at once to Telemachus, brisk with orders. Now we must stow the weapons out of reach, my boy, all the armors and armor, and when the suitors miss them, and ask you questions, put them off with a winning story. I stowed them away, clear of the smoke, a far cry from the arms Odysseus left when he went to Troy. Fire-damaged equipment, black with reeking fumes. And a god reminded me of something darker, too. When you're in your cups, a quarrel might break out. You'd wound each other, shame your feasting here, and cast a pall on your courting. Iron has powers to draw a man to ruin.